Last week, the governor released a list of about 1,800 projects that he says could get underway immediately if the state were to receive federal money as part of an economic stimulus plan. The projects total $3.7 billion. They include everything from highway construction to new mass transit lines to a major school building initiative. Doyle presented the list to President-elect Obama's transition team and congressional leaders during a visit to Washington last week. The governor says that if the state gets the money, how it moves forward with the projects depends on what Congress and Mr. Obama want.
But if there's a stimulus package, we are going to have to take some steps in the state to really streamline the process in a way to get more projects moving more quickly.
For example, the governor says the state would have to shorten the amount of time it normally allows for contractors to bid on state projects. Doyle says the state would still have to make sure the appropriate planning and engineering studies have been done.
But, you know, the idea of the stimulus is that the president-elect really wants to get people to work. Now, I've made sure that he and the administration knows in Wisconsin we've got pretty much frozen ground, so it's pretty hard to go out and start digging tomorrow. But we really hope in 90 to 120 days we will be up and going on projects.
That 90 to 120-day window is what the president-elect and congressional leaders are shooting for. The idea is that starting construction projects as soon as possible could help jumpstart an economy that in recent months has been shedding jobs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.